Guys, I'm so excited to do this. It's finally happening. The time is here. It's season 3. Are you excited? I'm excited. But I got to do the intro. Hey, hello, hi. Welcome to the Equitheory Podcast. I am your host, Jill Treese. And this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about some things. I got to give you guys some updates. And it's kind of going to be like just a little free flow podcast, not like our usual. But I just want to talk about change and some things. And going with intuition and all of that good stuff. I hope this would be a semi-interesting podcast episode, but really, I just want to kick off season 3 in a kind of chill, relaxed manner, and I want to tell you guys why that is. So let's get into it. Where you can support me and the horses directly. If you're willing and able, check us out at Equitheory on your Patreon app or at patreon.com/Equitheory. When you become a patron of the podcast, you can ask me questions that I'll answer on the podcast for just $5 a month. And at the $10 tier, you can receive merch and have access to live Q&A events, which means you get your questions answered in real time. And at the higher tiers, you have the option for phone call consults with me on air or privately, as well as access to online training with me depending on your tier. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. But lastly, you should know, should you decide to become a patron, you can cancel at any time or subscribe and unsubscribe as you please or as you're able. And if you can't support us through Patreon, no worries at all whatsoever. Listening alone is more than enough. I just want to say thank you to all the current and future patrons. Me and the ponies appreciate it endlessly. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to get into the part where I talk about things that you're actually interested in. All right, guys, here we are. This is a new season. Season 3, I kept wondering when I was going to actually start a new season, and then when I realized that I was really not happy with the Jet real name anymore, I was like, what a perfect time to change, just rename it every season. But if you haven't been around for a while, you may not know that this podcast used to be called the Jet Real Podcast, and before that, it was the Equine in Theory Podcast, and I keep changing the name because I keep going through different phases. Honestly, I think that's the biggest deal. I'm going to pick up my mic. I can't have it on the desk. Oh, God. It twisted directions. But that's another thing. Oh, my God. Let me get situated. Jeez. Okay. That's another thing I wanted to talk about because I actually got like a boom mic, like a proper, like if I were a radio DJ, they have it like attached to the desk and it comes up and bends down to your face. And I'm really excited because that is going to be so much better than this, what I have in my hand right now. But I've decided I'm just revamping and making everything higher quality and trying to just make this podcast something really cool because I love doing it and I am tired of being, you know, just minorly inconvenienced by having to hold my mic the whole time because it's really difficult because like the tripod that came with my mic is like, I don't know, probably like 8 inches tall and I am very tall. And so at my desk, it's too low. And if I set it on things, I drift away from it and holding it, sometimes it makes noise. It's just whatever. So I'm buying a new mic or, well, it's not a new mic. It's a new boom stand, whatever. You don't need to know that, but I'm letting you guys know I'm updating. I also bought a bunch of new gear, like a desktop monitor so that I don't have to be bent over at my computer all the time, which will help with editing videos and stuff for the YouTube channel, which is Jet Equitheory. And I really want to get all of my stuff going in a really awesome direction. I have so many ideas and it's just really hard for me to work at my laptop hunched over all the time. So I finally bit the bullet and bought a monitor and a new keyboard and everything so that I can take care of my body while I'm trying to do all of this. But anyway, yeah, so I just kind of wanted to talk to you guys and shoot the shit a little bit about like what's going on and where the podcast is headed, because I think a lot of people were a little bit confused when I said that I wanted to change the name, especially since I'm calling it Equitheory. A lot of people are a little bit concerned that I'm not going to talk about people-related things anymore, and that's not the case. I still want to, but if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you probably know the Equitheory or the Jet Real Podcast did not go the direction that I thought it was. I originally switched from Equine in Theory because I felt like I had exhausted everything that I could say about positive reinforcement training and working with horses and everything. Boy, was I wrong, because I think I just got burnt out on positive reinforcement, to be honest with you. And then when I switched to Jet Real, I wanted to talk about people things, but I think that name served its purpose because I wanted to talk about some struggles that I was going through personally that had nothing to do with horses. I wanted to talk about relationships and depression and religion and things of that nature. And so it made more sense because that's what I was really passionate about at the moment. And what I had a lot to say on, I guess, is probably a more accurate way of phrasing it. So I changed the name to Jet Reel, so it focused on me, and it's also a pun. But then the podcast grew with Patreon, and like a bunch of different things started happening where I was doing training questions, and I was like, okay, wait, I'm getting too many, and people are frustrated that I'm just answering questions. So I'm trying to figure out a way to balance everything out and still do deep dives because those are my favorite when I have time to sit down and research a topic in depth like I did with season 2's Dominance Theory episodes, which are episodes 30 and 31. I loved those episodes. They got such an awesome response, which is all thanks to you guys. And just doing them was so fun, like being able to dive into a topic and sort of compile everything together and be like, here, for your enjoyment. You don't have to, sift through all the articles. I'll try and make it in, or put it in an understandable format, which came with its own difficulties, see the join up episode. But, and that was another thing. I actually had this episode already recorded, and I was kind of ambivalent on what the name was actually going to be, and I was just going to push it off another week. But during that time when I was supposed to post it, like the week leading up to it, I decided on Equitheory, and then it seemed kind of irrelevant, and I forgot that I had it scheduled to post on Tuesday, last Tuesday. But that's when the join up episode went up, because that totally screwed me up having to respond to that. Like, it pushed everything, oops, bumped my mic, it pushed everything back a week, and so I forgot that I scheduled that post, and I think like 300 people listened to it, so sorry if you heard that little bonus of me rambling on. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about things like that, and why I am changing the name, and now it just feels like Jet Equitheory is my brand, and it's calling it the Jet Equitheory podcast sounds weird, so Equitheory podcast just fits better for me, and that way everything can be sort of separated and won't be like Jet Equitheory podcast and Jet Equitheory nothing. So anyway, it makes more sense to my brain, and I might change the name again, who knows. Brace yourselves for it, but it'll be a true test of how much you actually like listening to the podcast, because it will be a challenge to find it all of the time. But in that vein, be sure that you are following the social accounts so that you don't lose track of it if I change it. I have Facebook and Instagram for the podcast. It is Equitheory, just Equitheory, on both of those platforms. And then I also have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube for Jet Equitheory. And if ever you are struggling to find the podcast, I promise if you just go to my website, jetequitheory.com/podcast, or just click on the podcast tab, you'll be able to find it, because I'll update that if ever I change things again. And that will always have consistent information. But I've also just... I'm really excited about this new season, because I have so many interviews with really awesome people planned and so many different topics. And I posted the topics list to the patrons on Patreon. And if you want to become one for as little as $5 a month, you can have access to everything that I post on Patreon. And for $10 a month, you can join our live Q&As and all that good stuff. That just helps support me and the horses. I'm hopefully going to be able to move out in the next few years. And I'm pretty much just putting all of that money back. And whatever I make working with the horses, my day job, I spend for food and everything. But everything else that I make, YouTube and all that good stuff, goes straight into my savings. And yeah, so I don't know. I would really appreciate it. And if you can't, that's fine. You can just keep listening. I have ads on these episodes, and that helps support us as well. Get paid through Anchor. But I don't know. I'm really excited, because I have so many things that I want to talk about, both human-related and horse-related, and so many topics that I just am so excited to deep dive into. Like, I've got a collab with Shelby coming out. On stalling horses, like keeping them in stalls. And I did a collab for her podcast, which is called Making Milestones. And that episode is like all things young horses. And I would love nothing more than to post it on my podcast as well, because I think it was such a brilliant conversation. I like Shelby and I are both like super passionate about welfare and have both grown a lot in what we believe as far as, you know, how horses should be treated and questioning tradition and like wondering if the way that we've always been taught to treat horses is really the best way or if we can find other alternatives, you know, and that sort of thing. So it's just such a good conversation between us, and the one on stalling I really think is going to be similar. But I highly recommend listening to that episode on her podcast, because I'm not going to post it on mine. But it's so awesome. It's such a good conversation. So if you want to hear me talk for more time, then listen on over to that one. But yeah, I mean, I really don't know if there's much else to say. I know the first time I recorded this, it was like an hour long, but I mean, it's pretty much just that the name is changing and a lot is going to be changing, but still staying the same. Like, still going to be talking about horses and, you know, subject deep dives, training questions, life things, mental health, all that good stuff. And just sort of shooting the shit, getting into everything. And I mean, I guess I could talk a little bit about who I am for new listeners. I have on my website, JedEquithery, I always forget, JedEquithery.com, there's an About Me page, and that has my whole story of riding and everything. I haven't updated it in a while, but I mean, history doesn't really change. But essentially, I was a training level eventer and Zoe colicked, and then I became a positive reinforcement trainer and have been reading and spending all of my time looking into that. It also fits really nicely with my degree, which is my undergrad's in psych, and I'm pursuing my master's in clinical mental health counseling. And a lot of that has to do with learning theory and how people learn and how animals learn, and all of that is just like right up my alley. So it's really convenient that I accidentally picked a degree that fits so well with the horse training. But yeah, so that's pretty much who I am, what I do. I'm going to be 22 in September, and I'm living on the horse farm with my pony out my porch. I've got Zoe and her mom, Amber, when I move, will be mine if she is still with us. And then Azula is the little filly that I named. We got her from some people that just, I don't remember why they gave her to us, but they're keeping her her dam, her mom, but not Azula. So for whatever reason, she's ours now. And she's going to be 7 months in like 10 days. So I'm really excited about her, because after, if she races, when she's done, she will be mine. That is my deal with my boss. So entered this farm with one horse and I'm leaving with three, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's why the Patreon is all the more important, because I really don't want to board them anywhere. Because A, that's expensive, and B, I'm so picky about how my horses are treated and what they're fed and all that good stuff. So I would just rather it be my responsibility, which sounds like so nose in the air, but I just really don't want to bother other people with all of my high maintenance-ness, which is actually really not high maintenance. I would feed a specific feed, but we'll get into nutrition and hoof care and all that good stuff on this podcast in the coming episodes. I'm really excited about it. I have so many topics that I want to dive into and learn more about and share with you guys what I learn and maybe get your wheels turning. And then if you find more stuff, you can send it to me and we can just go on our little learning journey together. But I mean, I think that's pretty much all I really have to say. I'm so excited. I keep saying that. I feel so redundant, but I have so many future episodes planned that I really think are going to be super cool. And I also have a lot of your questions, patrons. I have a lot of your questions kind of on a backlog, and that will be coming out very soon. But I kind of just wanted to get this episode out just to kind of explain in a little bit longer format than the trailer that I feel like it was time for a change, because Jet Reel served its purpose in that I went through a really tough breakup, and it opened my eyes to a lot of things that I was dealing with and made me look at them. And then when I had to force myself to look at all of that stuff, I realized that there was a lot of things that I had just had on my mind that I wanted to say. And I couldn't really do that under the umbrella of a positive reinforcement podcast. So that's when I broadened it to Jet Reel. And then now it just kind of feels like a stupid name, to be honest. It started out as a joke and now I don't like it. But Equitheory, it still, you know, implies sort of what Equine in Theory did, that it's about horse training and positive reinforcement and everything. But that's just my brand at this point. But I still want to talk about people-y things when it's relevant. For the most part, I feel like I'm doing well, and I should probably do an update on the depression series. But yeah, I'm also kind of like super superstitious and have a really hot diagnosed OCD streak. So superstition does come with that. And I feel like if I talk about it, then I'm just going to jinx it. But I don't know. I might talk about it and in greater detail later on. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up because I am probably just going to end up continually repeating myself. But hopefully you will hear a lot less me bumping around on the mic. You'll hear some new voices and new perspectives. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to dedicate more time to doing it as the Patreon grows, you know, because that gives me more incentive. If I'm making money there, then I don't have to work so hard outside with the horses trying to make money in that way. So I can spend more time researching and doing the podcast and feel more justified in that. And I offer a lot of different things on the Patreon, but if you just want to support, that's cool too. But yeah, I think there's also a way to do it on Anchor, on anchor.fm, where I make my podcast. If you go to the profile, I'm pretty sure that it's just anchor.fm/equitheory, and there should be like a little button that says support this podcast or something. If you want to do it that way, up to you. I don't know how that works, so you're on your own with that one. But I think that that is going to be about it for this week's episode. I am sorry it's not like a really big bravo, blah, blah, blah. We've got a lot going on. But this week has been really hectic because we were trying to get, I think, 1,700 to 2,000 bales off of a field. So I've been having to feed all of the horses while the people who usually feed are doing that, because there is no way in hell I am touching 2,000 bales of hay. I am very allergic, and it makes my life a living hell to be dealing with hay more than I already do. So they're doing that while I'm feeding all the horses, and it has gone on way longer than any of us anticipated. So I'm super behind on all my classes and everything, and I'm trying to balance all of that out. And I'm filming or recording this in between doing the feeding the horses, and I'm gonna have to do a chapter for one of my classes right now before another one of my professors emails me and is like, are you gonna participate in this class at any point? So anyway, I just want to thank you guys for listening and supporting me. If you've been listening since the beginning, you are a real one for real. And if you haven't, welcome, and I hope that you learned something or gain something from the podcast. But be sure to check us out on all the social medias, and if you have any questions, feel free to email me at equitheory@gmail.com. but if you have questions that you want me to answer on the podcast, you got to become a patron for that. So now that I've explained all of that, I hope that you guys enjoy it and are excited for the things that are coming, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday.